I got to roping a little and going to places like Spray and Mitchell and Paulina. Every little town had some kind of event. And then when I got moved back over here to Pendleton, they had the Mustangers. Down here at the Roundup Grounds at the Pavilion over here, they had a roping club. They got to roping down there. That was kind of narrow, but it worked. Several of them talked to me about coming down here. I couldn't rope very good. I wasn't any kind of world champion, but I liked to do it, and I had a pretty good horse, especially indoors. He was quick. I got to roping with a bunch of them, and I just kind of kept on practicing. Mustanger shows were all outside, and your spring rodeo started. The first was over at Spray, and then we'd go to Union. I never tried to do it professionally, and never got quick enough. Joe Daly liked to rope a lot. Joe was a school teacher, and we didn't have time to practice or the money to get into it. Arvine Porter started roping about the time we did. Arvine had a ranch. He decided he was going to learn how to rope, and he was the kind of fellow that you know, he'd learn. He got about 40 head of calves and a couple of horses, and he got to be quite a competitor. That's what it took. You got to do it all the time. Back in those days, Fred Peterson rode quite a bit. Charlie Wakatsi, out here on the res, he was a good roper. I mean, he was about as fast with his hands as anybody I ever saw. He and Bryson Liberty and Dick Williams, quite a few of them, were good ropers. I'd get to follow them around, and Harvey Matlock was a horseman. I mean, he knew how to train horses. He had a good quarter horse stud, kind of a jug-headed outfit, but boy, he could run. Harvey was quick and catty. He was athletic. He had a roping arena out at his place. Fred Peterson had a little roping arena in front of his house. We'd rope there, and some nights we'd go out and rope at Harvey's until it got so dark you couldn't see. Fred had a horse called Hard Twist. They also called him Duck Off. They had a few names for him because the thing was about him, if you'd rear up to throw the rope, Hard Twist would just go back this way and stick your head right in the ground. I got a kick out of Les Cam one time. He was out there, and he said, "Oh, you just don't know how to ride him." Well, he stuck Les in the dirt. All you could see was his boot heels sticking out of the dust. But Bryson Liberty could rope on him because he held that rope out behind his head and kind of twirled it back there, which was his natural way, and set flat. You could rope all afternoon on him, and maybe he'd never do it. Fred Peterson, when he'd rope on him, he'd rope with his arm off to the right. Side loop. He didn't have too much trouble. But anybody that got up and roped like they do on most horses, he'd kill them. But that was a lot of fun. Back in those days, roping was a pastime. We'd take the kids along and they'd learn to ride. The Mustanger shows were all out at the different ranches. We used to go out to Andrew Harvey's, Joe Pedro's, up to Arvine Porter's, out to Truman Cross's. Before I got to the Mustangers ranch, they used to have a place up in Pendair Heights. They had some barns up there. Jack Olson and Leonard King and a bunch of those guys built the arena up there. I'd been up to watch them, but I hadn't participated. Then we got to roping down on Highway 37, right down there below where the college is. There's a church there now. There was an arena there for a couple years. Then we had one out on the Tutuya for a while. This was back in the 50s. 1953 is when I worked at Monument on the last ranch, and then I came over and got to roping right after that. But they moved around quite a bit. I don't remember if I was on the board when we decided to build out there at the Mustanger Grounds as we know it today. I think I was. If I wasn't, I was right there somewhere about the time the decision was made. Jack Howard, the guy that had Euler Howard Motor Company, he and Bob Euler, he was president of the Mustangers, they decided to build this thing. A bunch of us spent a lot of time on it. Arvine and a bunch of guys brought in dozers and flattened it out. Joe Daly and I dug most of the post holes with a two-man McCullough post hole digger. The thing would just work you to death, but we got it up and they still use it. That's the arena out this side of Mission. They built a little hot dog stand there and got an announcing booth and built some bucking chutes. They didn't do all this in one year. They didn't buck horses at the Mustanger shows, but some of the guys wanted to use the chute, so they put them in. They have team roping and calf roping and kids' events. I enjoyed those, but they were really more fun when they had them out at these different ranches. You went out and picnicked for the day, and you got away from home.